Window World is proud to present Kevin Keatsman Has Issues, simply the best for less at WindowsKansasCity.com.
We are off and running with the start of the college football season as Thursday night we saw action all over the country, including the Missouri Tigers in a 35-10 win over South Dakota. More on that in a moment. But we got to start with props for our man Lee Sterling of ParamountSports.com, who will join us later in this podcast to go over some games this weekend in college football, preview the season, some rule changes, and we'll catch up with our old friend and see what he's been up to since we last spoke to him the week of the Super Bowl. So we look forward to talking to Lee Sterling. Every Thursday, he gives a free patron pick for Thursday night for the patrons of KKHI. He's off to a 1-0 start. His selection last night was the under in the Utah-Florida game. He also liked Utah in that game, but the actual selection, the one actual selection, was under 45.5, and it finished under with a 24-11 final. He also liked Utah to cover, and they did. I played them both, so I'm 2-0 on the season. Thank you, Lee. Appreciate that. Again, those plays are free, and if somebody played a $50 wager on that last night, they essentially paid for their entire year, or close to their entire year, of subscribing as a patron to KKHI. So if you want to get those free picks every Thursday, Lee Sterling is doing them for you. They're absolutely included with your patron program membership. Just go to kkhasissues.com. and get signed up. If you'd like to become a patron, this is the time of year to do it. You get those free plays, a lot of extra football, cool premium content, the newsletter, and the patron program has a strong charitable component to it, so you'll feel good about what it is that you're doing. But thank you, Lee. We'll hear from Lee coming up in just a little bit. The Missouri Tigers took care of business in their opener against South Dakota, 35-10. No giant fireworks in this, and a very difficult game to sort of predict because we didn't know what Eli Drinkwitz was going to be doing with his quarterbacks. He clearly decided that this was a game Missouri was going to play defensively well and not give up any real points and that they were going to win this game. And I think his game plan going in was Brady Cook first half, Sam Horn second half, and they executed that. Cook was the better player, and I'm always amazed by reaction from Missouri fans who have an insatiable appetite to be great. And when they don't see something great, they oftentimes have trouble accepting something very good. And Brady Cook had a line, and again, it's South Dakota. I'm not going to say he's doing this against Kansas State in a couple of weeks or, you know, Tennessee or Georgia or somebody else on the schedule, but for the opener in a new offense, basically new offensive coordinator, Kirby Moore in, first game out, A, no turnovers, played a clean half, B, 17 out of 21 passing for a 172 and a touchdown. If that isn't good enough for a half of football, then I don't know what to say, because that's outstanding. That'd be 344 yards passing, 34 out of 42 completions with no turnovers if you doubled that up in the second half. That's ridiculous. And it would have been big numbers. The Tigers likely would have scored into the upper 40s or 50s, I think, if Brady Cook had continued playing. So a lot of people grading him low as a C+ or a B-, or it was okay. He is not a flashy, sensational player, but he's a guy that will win you games, especially when you play somebody that is equal or lesser. Is he going to light up the scoreboard and go out and beat Georgia? I don't know. Missouri made a hell of a run at it. They almost had Georgia beat last year. But so you can't rule it out. But no, he doesn't strike me as that player. He is an efficient, I don't think game manager's right either. These numbers are not game managing. They're bigger numbers than that. So I'm okay with Brady Cook. And I know Sam Holmes got a strong arm. He showed that in the second half on a 30-yard play that the game that they had. He's a good, clearly a talented guy who is not as polished yet. The interception that he threw was not his fault. It was off the receiver's hands, so we can't blame Sam Horn for that. Cody Schrader was the star of the game. He just picks right up, 18 carries, 148 yards, and a touchdown. He looked tremendous. Missouri can run the football. Looks like they got some good defensive players. Again, it's hard to tell with any of our local schools against these three opponents, but I think there's more good than bad out of this game. I don't mind Missouri being a simpler, more predictable football team. That doesn't bother me. Clean things up. Don't turn it over. Play a predictable style and give yourself a chance to win every time. And that may pay real dividends for Missouri. I know when they hired Eli Drinkwitz, Missouri thought, okay, this is going to be great. We're going to be Texas Tech, or what Texas Tech has always been. you know, what USC is now. We're just going to go up and down the field, play really fast. We're going to play faster than anybody in the country. Here we go. And I think they're finding that in the SEC, that's probably not the way to do things. So a good start by the Missouri Tigers. Not overly impressed, but I see what they're doing. I'm watching and I can see what it is Missouri is trying to do, and I like that. It's time for a little progression, a step, a big marquee win somewhere, and a fine season by the Missouri Tigers. They're, if you believe in early momentum, a lot of coaches will tell you momentum's nothing, but most people who've played college football or analyze it will tell you that early season momentum matters, that you get into routine of practicing, feeling good, gaining confidence, playing clean, winning games, and that doesn't go away. Now, the counterpoint to that is KU last year. KU got off to what? Did they lose seven in a row? Six in a row or seven in a row? After their big, was it a 5-0 start or a 6-0 start? I don't really remember, but KU was under 500 at the end of the year, so their momentum did not carry over for them. They just found themselves in a position where they were playing better teams. Okay? They got off to a great start, and their schedule got harder, and they started playing teams that could beat them. And that became difficult. They'll have to overcome that this year. But for Missouri, it's that K-State game. You got whacked by that team last year. It wasn't close. The program seemed like they're a million miles apart, and they're coming to your place. You got a chance to make a statement with a win over Kansas State, I suspect. The Wildcats will be ranked at that point fairly highly. They win a couple of games to get started here. They could wind up being 10, 11, 12 in the country when they head to Columbia. A marquee win to set the stage, and I think LSU is right after that for Missouri. So it really could get interesting very fast for the Missouri Tigers. A good start by Ole Mizzou. Not so great for the Nebraska Cornhuskers in what was one of the easier to watch low-scoring games I've seen. Like, I can't watch Iowa football. I know we've got Iowa fans in the audience. I am not insulting you. I cannot watch them. Lee Sterling, I think, is going to tell us, is there a clause now in Kirk Ferentz's contract that if they don't average a certain amount of points this year, that the AD can come in and make him hire new coordinators or change the offense or something? You know, Ferentz is like an Iowa Hall of Fame coach. He's a mainstay there. He's a legend at Iowa. They are painful to watch. And I like defense. They're great defensively. But there's so many times they don't even feel like they're trying on offense. There's like, no. Let's just run the clock out and let our defense do its thing. Well, Nebraska and Minnesota looked like they were trying. They just looked like they were very good at it. Nebraska turned it over a bunch. But they played a different style, a different kind of football. Matt Rhule is a real coach. He's a turnaround specialist. He did it at Baylor. He's going to get Nebraska to 8-4. Not this year, but he's going to get Nebraska to 8-4. And when he does, people are going to celebrate in Nebraska. They used to fire you for going 9-3 in Lincoln, but now they're dying to be 8-4. I think they're on to something. Watching them play, and I thought they'd get whacked by Minnesota, they had this game at hand. They had it won. They had a 94% chance of winning late in the fourth quarter when they were up 10-3. A remarkable catch by Jackson, the receiver from Bishop Miege from Minnesota, where he dragged his toe to score a touchdown on a do-or-die play in the corner of the end zone, got the game tied. Then Nebraska's marching across midfield. They're going to go down and win with a field goal. They're running the ball, running the clock. They're doing everything right. Their running back gains about 8 yards up the middle and gets the ball punched out from behind. And Minnesota recovers. And they hit a 47-yard field goal with no time left to win the game. So a devastating loss for Nebraska, which had the game won most of the night. Then it looked like they were going to win late until they fumbled. They just looked different under Matt Rhule, the coach. If I'm a Husker fan, I'm still feeling good about the hire. I like that hire at Nebraska. That guy has won. He's proven he can win. Of course, the Big Ten is difficult, but that Nebraska defense was really, really good. And a tough start to the season, but one of the more entertaining 13-10 games you will ever see. On Friday night, the Kansas Jayhawks play. Jalen Daniels apparently is going to get the start. We are told that he practiced this week after having back stiffness all of camp. We'll see how long he plays. There is no reason to overextend Jalen Daniels. I suspect if he plays three series, they're going to score three touchdowns or at least two touchdowns and a field goal. They should march up and down the field against Missouri State in this one. And we'll see if the injury saga is over. We want to see for our own eyes, what does he run like? What does he look like? Does he look tough in taking a hit? What is this for Jalen Daniels? He's the preseason Big 12 Offensive Player of the Year, and he's been out most of camp. There's also not a lot of reason for Kansas to have pushed anything with Jalen Daniels during camp. It's one of the things that got overlooked. A lot of people around the program are saying, well, it's been a saga. Everybody's been talking about it. I feel like it's been underreported. I haven't heard very many people talking at all, and maybe that's because they've known all along Jalen Daniels is fine, and he's going to start the season, and he'll practice that final week and be ready to go, and then it's on. That it's a long season. He's a guy that gets nicked up and dinged up. He's going to take a lot of hits because he runs and he scrambles, and he's not overly thick. All right, he's the kind of guy that's going to get hit, and it's going to ding him. But my God, Jason Bean is just a tremendous backup. KU doesn't really drop off that much. Their offense changes a little bit. They go to the short passing game a little bit more with Jason Bean in there. But he's about all you could ask for in a backup. Hell, he's like 34 years old at this point, isn't he? I mean, this guy absolutely can win games for Kansas. So they're in a terrific quarterback situation at KU with the preseason offensive player of the year. And then the backup is just tremendous. Now, I think Will Howard at Kansas State is better than both of them. And I think that's going to be proven out this year. I think Will Howard is an NFL player. A year ago, I didn't think much of Will Howard. I knew he was the backup. I didn't like Adrian Martinez coming in for Kansas State. But as we saw Martinez run the football and run well for Kansas State, they beat Oklahoma early. It became obvious that that was his game, that there was no passing game with Adrian Martinez. And I just don't think you can win today with a running quarterback that can't throw. And so when he got knocked out and replaced by Will Howard, and we watched Will Howard play, this was easy. The progression from 2021 to 2022 for Will Howard was as big as anybody in the country. Will Howard himself says he doesn't even recognize the player he was last year, that the game has slowed down so much, and he's better now. And he's got a receiver named Garcia that they believe is maybe the best receiver they've had at K-State in a long time. So Will Howard was playing at a Big 12 first-team caliber level the last end of last year, winning the Big 12 title. Those are big, meaningful games down the stretch. He played great. He threw touchdown passes in tight windows, didn't turn it over, and won the freaking Big 12. Okay? That one you put up on the mantle and you don't take it away. He's 6'5". He's the biggest quarterback in the league. He should be able to take a pounding. If he gets hit, he looks like he should be the most durable guy in the league. And I am a big fan of Will Howard. I think the Cats are in good hands with Will Howard. Their backup situation is they want to play all three quarterbacks on Saturday night. They want to get Jake Rubley and Avery Johnson in the game as well, the phenom freshman who is likely to be the most exciting and decorated quarterback in K-State history. And I'll put that on him. He hasn't played a game yet. We know what he did in Mays, Kansas. We know how highly recruited he was. We know he's the fastest guy on the team, and we know he's got an arm like Patrick Mahomes. I don't know what else you could want. They've got their guy, and it looks like he looks like an absolute can't-miss player and is likely, at this point, if Will Howard went out, the backup. Maybe not in this game, but when it comes nut-crunching time in conference games, I think the backup Johnson's just going to be too good to not be on the field. So K-State's in great shape there. I think the top two quarterbacks in the Big 12, I like Jalen Daniels. I think he's going to be the third-best quarterback in this league, behind Ewers at Texas and Will Howard at Kansas State. There's my Big 12 preview for you and the thoughts on what happened last night with Nebraska and Missouri. One other college note, Cal, Stanford, and SMU have been approved to join the ACC. And I'm glad because I really didn't want to see them in the Big 12. That just didn't look like a great match in any way for the Big 12. And so Cal, Stanford, and SMU go to the ACC, obviously big academic schools. The ACC sees itself as an academic conference. The more academics they put in the ACC and the more they see them as academia, the worse they're going to get in athletics. And now they're spread out from coast to coast. It's going to be a strange league at best. I think the ACC will lose a couple of programs here in the not-so-distant future. Florida State and Clemson come to mind. I think we're going to see an exodus of some schools, and the ACC will become sort of a bigger, more recognizable Ivy League, a collection of really fine academic institutions that also play sports. And I think that's good. That's great. If that's their personality, if that's their brand, that's what the ACC should be. I'm not sure that sits well with Florida State. I don't know that Clemson really cares for that. We will see what happens in due time. All right, our final sports note here is I've heard you loud and clear. Many of you have emailed me and said, Kevin, we do not want you to be bored with Chris Jones. Come on, keep the Chris Jones information coming. We want to know what's going on with Chris Jones. Okay, I'm an outlier on this one. I'm in the minority. So here it is. I'll do it. We've got an update from none other than Travis Kelce, who did his first podcast of the regular season with his brother Jason Kelce, the New Heights podcast. And yes, Jason Kelce asked Travis about Chris Jones.
Oh, is there any updates on Chris Jones, how he's handling this situation? Do you want to talk about it?
Oh, man. Chris, can you please come back? You're really scaring me, man. I don't get it. You must know something that I don't know, because I just don't get it. I really want to get another Super Bowl ring with you, brother. This is me bargaining you to just come back and play football for the Chiefs.
All right, there it is. Travis Kelce saying exactly what I've been saying. Hey, Chris, unless you know something we don't, this doesn't make any sense. Get your ass in here and play some football. That's why I'm bored with it. I've loved Chris Jones. I love his personality. I love his fire. I love his play. I love everything about the guy. But my God, he looks terrible right now. He looks really bad to any Chiefs fan or any football fan. It makes no sense. None of this makes sense. If this is the end in Kansas City, it's the end. You're under contract. Come collect your $21 million and move on as a free agent. It happens. I mean, odds are Patrick Mahomes someday will play for another team. Tom Brady did. Joe Montana did. Peyton Manning did. Aaron Rodgers is. It doesn't always just end with one team. If money is your thing, come play this year and go get the most you can get, like Tyreek Hill, and just go. Nobody will think worse of you. You'll take your two Super Bowl rings. You're going to the Hall of Fame. You'll retire as a Chief. It'll all be good. Go get the money. If that's what you want is money, go get it. It's not going to be here. You're going to have to play for a little less here than you'd get in the free agency market. And I appreciate Travis Kelce for speaking the truth there. That's pretty cool stuff. All right, our news portion coming up is brought to you by TicketsForLess.com. How about this? If you want to go to the Chiefs opener next week against the Lions, we've got a 10% discount on anything Chiefs related for the opener. This is a different promo code. It is one game only. So they're not changing my regular promo code, but they're adding a new one here just for the Chiefs Lions. If you want to go, or even if you need parking or tailgate passes or whatever, the promo code is KKHICHIEFS10. I know that's different. I know that's long. If you think of this later and want to send me an email and say, what was that promo code? I'll email you back and let you know, even over the weekend. So there it is, KKHICHIEFS10. You're going to get 10% off everything Chiefs related for the Lions game with TicketsForLess.com. Their normal Chiefs discount that they have up, they'll change it game to game, is 5% right now. So you're going to double your discount with the new promo code, 1 week only here, KKHICHIEFS10, for the home opener. Save 10% with TicketsForLess.com, or call 913-685-3322 and tell them you want the 10% KKHI discount, and you'll get it with your purchase. North Kansas City Dental is, well, Dr. Bush is the dentist to the Chiefs players and staff and coaches. And so he's very excited for the season. He can't wait to get this thing started. He's hoping he doesn't see players with broken teeth or anything like that, but it can happen. We know that. It can happen. When it does, they go right to see Dr. Bush at North Kansas City Dental, and you could too. Schedule your regular checkup or an appointment now if you've got something bothering you. 816-471-2911. Regular dental care, implants, cosmetic, crowns, veneers, TMJ, teeth whitening. Dr. Bush does it all. Two locations, north of the river at Armor and Swift, and Westwood, Kansas, west of the plaza. It's nkcdental.com. And my buddy Hutch over at Amazing Garage Floors would love to put a bid in for you on what it would cost to do your garage. How nice would this be if you've never painted your garage? You want to do something great this fall? Paint your garage or patch up the holes and whatever you got on your garage walls. Just put one coat of paint on it. Completely transforms your garage. And then he does the garage floor, and you're like, wow, I don't even recognize this. This is so nice. Paint the inside of your garage, do the garage floor, and create a space that you love. AmazingGarageFloors.net. They also do concrete sealing, and this is the best time of year to do it before winter gets here. If you want your concrete sealed, get it done with amazinggaragefloors.net, 913-901-7139. All right, on to a bizarre thing that I saw on Twitter. And it looks legit, but again, it's Twitter. It's a dude on Twitter. And he's standing in front of his Amazon Alexa device. I have one here in the office that I just, it has a clock and it plays music for me, and that's it. When I'm in here writing the newsletter or working in the office without podcasting, I have it play some music for me. So I enjoy the thing, whatever. It was inexpensive. It's great. So this dude standing in front of his deal, and he says, I got to be careful because if I say Alexa too loud, she picked that up. That is unbelievable. I mean, I whispered that and it picked it up. Is it playing music? Oof, I got to be careful. So I can't really say that. But you say that name and then you ask the question, and the man asks the question on here, and I think you'll hear it. And then you hear her response. Basically, this is who's going to win the election in 2024.
Alexa, who will win the next American election?
The 2024 American election will not take place. There will be no winner. War Powers Resolution of 1973 or the War Powers Act will be invoked by the act of war with Russia and China. Once an invoked, the standing party will retain and remain in power.
Wait, what? What was that answer? The War Powers Act of 1973, there will be no winner in the election? Because of a war that we have going on against Russia and China, the people in power will invoke the War Powers Act and there will be no election held. This is what Zelensky's doing in Ukraine right now. That is exactly what Zelensky's been doing. He's been declaring we cannot have elections because we're at war. I get to stay in power. That is, I think legally that can be done. I think it can. I hadn't heard it. Some lefty programmed the Amazon device to say that? That's crazy. That's crazy. Now, I asked mine before the show today who was going to win, and the answer was the odds and probabilities of the outcome of the presidential election in 2024 are as follows. Joe Biden has a 19.6% chance of winning. Donald Trump has a 14.03% chance of winning, and Ron DeSantis has an 8.1% chance of winning. This makes no sense at all. What's the other 59%? And so I'm looking at these numbers and I'm thinking, okay, so there's a 59% chance of something else happening. That box still thinks the War Powers Act is going to be the outcome. Instead of answering there will be no winner, it's now adding up odds, less than 50%, that one of these guys becomes president, or I'm sorry, wins the election. Folks, what's going on here? What is this? Again, 59% chance, according to my Amazon box sitting over there, 59% chance that something other than Biden, Trump, or DeSantis winning is the outcome. And that's where that dude's thing came in, that there would be no winner. You can't look at anybody else and flip these odds. You can't say there's 59% chance for Newsom or somebody or RFK or something like that. That's not it. This thing is trying very hard to tell everyone that there will be no election. What? I have no idea, man. I have no idea. I'm thinking about getting rid of that thing. I don't know. I'm not sure I even want it in my house. I know it listens to everything I say, but everything I say in here goes out on a podcast anyway. When I'm in here alone, I'm not talking. So whatever it's hearing right now, you're hearing, so it doesn't really matter. So I haven't done anything yet, but that's astounding. Can you believe that? That's crazy. Also crazy, 84-year-old Andrew Lester, who was charged with first-degree assault for shooting Ralph Jarl outside his door several months ago, the young black man, is going to stand trial. He has lived long enough to make it to trial. His health is not good. This is embarrassing. This is embarrassing for the cause. And there's just embarrassment all the way around it. Ralph Jarl has made $3.5 million off getting grazed in the arm, I believe. He got grazed in the arm, and the GoFundMe is now over $3.5 million for Ralph. He obviously doesn't need any for, you know, lawyers and such. So he's got no legal, he's got no defense team here. The prosecutors are just prosecuting. This is embarrassing for the Jarl family. They all wore up in t-shirts in the courtroom. Justice for Ralph. Come on. This is a joke. This is a terrible thing that happened. It's a crazy old man. It was an accident. He's not a racist. He didn't want to kill Ralph. And now they're complaining about the way the police treated Andrew Lester. Star columnist Helgenberger, she crazy, man. I feel sorry for this woman. I really feel bad for this lady. She's written a piece in response to this all, as he's getting ready to stand trial, this feeble old man that will die soon, that the cops were too nice to him the night it happened, that they didn't cuff him to take him to the station. When they went to pat him down, they asked him if they could pat him down. Then they went to question him, and they did it in the backyard because they didn't want him to walk through broken glass in front of his house that was broken. Or maybe they didn't want to walk through the crime scene and take him out front. Your beef is that they took him out back of the house to question him? What did you want him to do? Walk through the crime scene? Through the broken glass and the blood that was on the ground? Why? So he'd get something on his shoes, and then they come back later and say he was out there on the porch with Ralph. Well, I mean, seriously, you're a bitch about all this. You got a 19-year-old kid that got grazed. Was he 19 or was he a minor? He got grazed. He's made over $3.5 million. They won't let go of this thing. They're claiming racism against a man that's almost dead, who never hurt anybody's entire life and has no criminal record, was scared to death for his life because he's so feeble, made a terrible mistake. And it's first-degree assault is the charge. It's not like attempted murder. First-degree assault, really? Okay, so they're going to put him to trial. If there's any justice in the world, you know, they'll release him to probation and take away his guns and not allow him to have any or whatever. But I don't even know that that's going to happen. How can you look at this? Let me just... What if Buck O'Neill was at home when Buck O'Neill was really old? He got to be like 90. What if Buck O'Neill was at home and an accident like that happened? Or any other 80 octogenarian black man that somebody was at his door at 10:30 at night, it was dark and he was scared. What if that happened? You're telling me you think the police would have treated that feeble old person differently because they were black? That what? They'd throw some 85-year-old guy that's shaking and trembling and apologizing and speaking that I did it. I didn't mean to hurt anybody. I was scared. You're going to slam that guy on the ground and cuff him because he's black? This is all absurd. This is ridiculous. And that's what they're writing in the Star. She literally takes it to this. If the police had handled, quote, a bunch of dead black people, unquote, as nicely as they treated Andrew Lester, the world would be a better place. My God, I feel bad for you. I just feel bad for you. If that's the world you live in and the things that you think about, I feel terrible for you. I really do. I don't despise people like that anymore. It's just, it's pity. I pity him. I pity that woman that wrote that. It is so embarrassing. God help her when she's 84. God willing, she lives a long life and is 84 and a feeble old woman someday. And she rethinks her position. God, these people are crazy. There was no threat. They patted down Andrew Lester. He had no weapons on him. He was no threat. They put him in the police car. They didn't cuff him because why? He's no threat. This man can't do anything. He's hunched over. He's 4 foot nothing. He shakes. He's got two broken knees that were completely replaced. He can hardly walk. Oh, we're going to cuff him and see if we can bruise him up a little bit and put it behind his back and sit him in the back seat. Oh, yeah, okay. That's what you're going to do. They would have done the same thing for a black man, you fools. Good Lord. You can argue the merits of the case, whether a crime occurred or not. I don't know the law well enough in Missouri. My default position is always for the homeowner. You are on their property. But this kid didn't do anything wrong other than ring a doorbell at a dark house. I'm assuming there were no lights on. It was sleepy time. It's 10:30 at night or whatever. I mean, this man was in bed sleeping when his doorbell rings and he grabs his gun from the nightstand and he walks to the door. And we don't know exactly what happened then, but how about a little grace and forgiveness by the Jarl family? How about Ralph Jarl as a young man? You just pocket your $3.5 million and have a news conference and say, you know what? I forgive him. I know it was an accident. I feel bad that he's at this place in his life. He's not going to hurt anybody else. We have assurances that he's going into a home or facility or whatever is going to happen to live out his life. And we don't want any vengeance here. We want to be the bigger people. We want grace and forgiveness. Boy, that would be a nice gesture, wouldn't it? And something completely different. All right, Lee Sterling's coming up, brought to you by Amini's. This is Amini's. Great place to shop this weekend, 105th and Metcalf in Overland Park. You know they got all the good stuff, and you know you want it for football season. So go check it out at Amini's and mention KKHI when you're there. Also, if you have family or friends in St. Louis, Tulsa, or Oklahoma City, they can get the KKHI discount in those places too by walking in there. Mention they listen to the podcast. It's Amini's, online at aminis.com. B-Stock still has the $299 Apple iPads, brand new, full warranty. The promo code is KKHI iPad. That's KKHI iPad. Online at bstock.net. They'll ship it anywhere. They have plenty of Samsung 4K TU7000s, 70-inch TVs for $399. They'll deliver in the KC area for just $25. That's bstock.net, 14680 South Flaming Road. And Dr. Jeremy Fry and his team at Fry Orthodontics, with 13 locations around town. There's one near you. You can get the perfect smile for life. I was watching a couple of people. I'm amazed. I saw a couple of people on national TV that I'm thinking, do they not see their bottom teeth in the mirror? My teeth aren't perfect. I'm not telling you that. They're not. But I'm not on national TV. I don't know what I'd be doing with my teeth if I was on national TV every day. Man, I was watching a couple of them. I'll say this. One of them was on sports radio here at one point and is on a cable sports channel now. I'm like, dude, cut the hair, fix the teeth. Oh, Fry Orthodontics is online at fryorthodontics.com. They're nicer about it than I am at Fry Orthodontics. They truly are at Fry Orthodontics. All right, Lee Sterling is here. We've got a lot to talk about with him. If you would like to subscribe to his service, it's ParamountSports.com. He will tell you all about the discounts and things that he has this year if you'd like to sign up for his service. He's a good dude. I've known him forever. He's celebrating his 30th year in business at ParamountSports.com. Let's do it. Let's get some week one picks with Paramount Sports. Hit it!
The KK Has Issues conversation is presented by Roberts Robinson Chevrolet Buick GMC. Shop, click, drive at robertsrobinson.com.
I never wish my summer away, ever. I love the pool, I love the golf course, I love the lifestyle, I love the weather, but I can't do anything except be honest with everyone. The last 3 months, all I've thought about is getting Lee Sterling back on the podcast and talking about some football lines. What's up, buddy? How are you?
I'm great. Since COVID, I really have not traveled much. Going to my place in Park City, hang out there, do some golf and the pool there. But this summer was extra special. Two things happened. Number one, my daughter, oldest daughter, got engaged. She got engaged in Tuscany, and they were actually going to cross us. And when we were on our 30th anniversary of my business and also my wedding anniversary, we were going to meet them for 2 days in Amsterdam. So her fiance surprised us, and when we landed in Amsterdam, asked for our permission and our blessing to get married, and we, of course, gave it. and very excited for them. They got engaged, and then 2 days later, we saw them in Amsterdam. So that was exciting, number one. And then I bit the bullet. Now, usually, I'm not one for fancy hotels. I'm, you know, a Hilton, a Marriott is fine. You know, that's usually as high as I like to go. But I had a recommendation. We went to Amsterdam, Brussels, and Paris for our 30th anniversary, and I wanted to treat my wife something special for putting up with me for 30 years. So someone gave me a recommendation called this hotel called Hotel Amigo in Brussels, right in the middle of everything. It's like a little roundabout in every street. Let's say you want Mediterranean food. It's one street. The next street going all the way around might be chocolates. The next one is has gelato places, desserts, and so on. Another one has mussels. So I ended up biting the bullet and check in, and what happens? My internet's not working. So I go downstairs, and the woman at the front desk, really friendly, and she connected it, and I'm ready to go up in the elevator, waiting for the elevator, and who walks out? None other than Adam Sandler. So
what?
As soon as that happened, I know I'm in the right place.
So, you're in the right hotel.
So what? Usually I'm not afraid to say anything. It took me so off guard, Kevin. I didn't know what to say. I love wearing like warm-up jackets, wearing them all the time in the office because it's freezing in here. And wherever I am, if it's going to be cold, I'll take a warm-up jacket. He had the coolest warm-up suit on. As you know, he always wears warm-up suits. And he walked out so quick, I didn't say anything. I just, epic fail on my part.
And then you didn't see him again?
Never saw him again. Never. Uh-huh. We were there for 4 days. Never saw him again. Now, I did, you know, have to one day sit down in the lobby on my computer for 2 hours. Never saw him. But it gets even better. So have you ever heard of The Weeknd, the entertainer?
Yeah, sure, absolutely.
Who's on the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
Okay. So we're going on a train ride the next day to Bruges, and my brother and his wife came with us. They're talking to four gentlemen downstairs, and he introduced me. It turned out they were involved with The Weeknd, the entertainer. He was there in Brussels playing three straight nights in front of 65,000 people, and talked to them. They offered us 10th row center seats.
Oh.
So went to that concert at the best time. So sometimes, I usually tell my wife, you know, if she wants to stay in a nice hotel, it wasn't worth it. But in this case, it was worth every single penny.
That's awesome. Now, The Weeknd, yeah. Wasn't he the dude that they built that massive set for the Super Bowl and he got lost in the middle of the show?
Yeah. He did this whole show in a mask.
Really?
So a lot of like common, you know, like popular pop songs that he sings. So,
oh yeah.
I just still can't figure out why he does did the show in a mask.
Well, maybe he didn't want people to spot him. Hours,
so. I guess. They had an opening act, some guy who was, a rapper. I didn't know who he was, but, The Weeknd was great. It was great. And the stadium seated 65,000 and they had 15,000 on the floor. I mean, it was crazy. It was a fun time. So, for 10 days, for the first time ever in the summer, I did nothing. Just enjoyed myself.
That is fantastic. Now, because I'm such an astute listener and professional podcaster, Lee, I will follow up this question. Your business is 30 years old this year and your marriage is 30 years old. How did that go down? And how did she say yes when you said, I'm going to start up a gambling service? What do you think, honey?
Oh, well, it gets even. Here's a story I don't think I've told very few times. So her last boyfriend, I think it just went south. He wasn't real serious about working. He was a chef, but my wife didn't see a future. Neither did her family and her parents. So we had met at a party, and turns out I asked her out and I picked her up and she asked me how my day went. And I told her, well, I quit my job today.
Mm.
She must have seen something. I used to manage Elite Shopping Centers. And the first year I started doing this, I did two shows and was just kind of, you know, some friends of mine asked me to come on shows in Houston and St. Louis and did it as a favor to them. And then they told me, you got to open up an 800 number and you got to charge people because you're doing well. And I decided that day, I'm like, you know what? I'm going to give it a shot. Turned out the owner of our company was in between, I think his fourth and fifth or fifth and sixth marriage, and we were starting to lose some shopping centers. Turns out they were done. They were out of business within a year. So I always figured, hey, if it doesn't work out, you know, I can go back to what I'm doing. But what I did was I told her I'd quit my job. I had sent out 12 tapes, cassette tapes. Now, this dates us. 12 cassette tapes 30 years ago to 12 different stations. Had to look them up via the phone book or call information. Found out the host or the program director. Sent them out. 10 of them agreed to take my show. And 30 years later, still in business.
That is so awesome. Now, you want to talk about a different time and place. Did she ever say to you, Lee, sweetie, is this legal? What you're doing, is this legal? Did she ever ask that question?
I think I explained it to her, what I was doing. I put it in terms of, I'm like a stockbroker who gives out sports tips.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. I used to have callers all the time say, how can you have him on? Aren't you breaking the law? I said, no, we're just talking about the lines. Yeah. He's not taking your bet and he's not placing a bet. He's telling you for entertainment purposes only. Remember, we used to always say that for entertainment purposes only. Here are this week's lines and here we go. But my God, it went back. I grew up watching, you know, Jimmy the Greek. For crying out loud, he was doing lines way back in the day. It's really evolved now. I mean, it's all in, and it should have been this way all along. It was very slow progression, but for 99.9% of the people that do this, it doesn't change their life in any way other than your life is more interesting or entertaining when you're watching the sport that you love and you've got a little action on it. That's ultimately what it is for most people.
Right. I mean, I'll never forget this. A bookmaker told me one time after college, he said, listen, where can you go where you place a $50 wager on one side of one game and win it, another side and lose it, go 1-1, have 6 to 7 hours of entertainment and only lose
$5? $5, yes. It's outstanding. No, it's great. It's great. Yeah. It's going to be a fun year. Okay, so let's do this. Let's start with college football and the rule change. We saw in week zero, I think there was an average of about 4 or 5 fewer plays in each game. Small sample. There were only 7 games last weekend.
Yep.
But the new clock rules are in place. Explain what the rule is for all our listeners. And we believe there's going to be a few fewer plays in each game?
Yeah, I'm thinking about 8 plays per game is what I see. Now, the thought was they're going to, you know, make the game shorter. What they did was they actually added commercials. So the games on average were only 1 minute shorter.
Yeah.
So didn't accomplish exactly what they wanted to. I would have kept it the same. I don't mind watching, you know, 3.5, even sometimes a 4-hour game. But the biggest problem I thought was, you know, going over, you know, the replay, instant replay, and you know, determining whether a call is right. I just think that takes too long. I think they should be able to do it in 60 seconds. If not, then you leave the call the same. That's what I would do. What's your feeling on that?
I'm with you. I think that sounds about right. And the clock change to me is okay because they've protected it in the last 2 minutes. So on a first down, the clock will stop. And I like that rule. The NFL doesn't do that. Do you think the NFL should do that?
No. I mean, I guess we'll get used to it, but there is a little bit of a difference. I'm projecting that about 2.6 to 2.7 less points will be scored per game.
Yeah.
So that affects sides and also total. So you got to factor that in. If you get a running team, you know, you could, you get two running teams or a team that's looking to milk the clock, you know, big underdog, you know, they could end up, you know, more, we could see more covers there. So, you know, with all the portal, the transfer portal, I mean, there's an average of like 2 to 3 starters, it seems like, on every team on each side of the ball, new starters. You know, it used to be, I saw you a couple times when I was in there seeing spring games of Kansas and Kansas State. Spring games don't mean as much. Some of these guys are coming in late in the fall and just think that, you know, I'm going to take it a little slower this year. Now, we did start off 2-0 on the week zero games, but I'm not going to fire. I'm not going to have 10 or 12 games the first week.
All right, before we just get your little thumbnail sketch of what you think about our area teams here, K-State, KU, and Missouri, why don't you share with everybody what you've got going right now if they want to get signed up. You're offering the season for $11.97 if you use the SAVE300 promo code. It's 6.5 months of fun, and it's all the games that you'll play, college and pro. Is that right? It's like 6.5 months. That's less than $200 a month for all the action you can get.
Yep, and it's the early bird. It's available for another 3 days. Use coupon code SAVE300, S-A-V-E, and the number 300. Don't put any space between the word and the numbers. And 1197, that's it. You get the entire college football season, NFL season, 44 bowl games, NFL playoffs, and Super Bowl, and also my daughter's top she's hit 9 straight years. We have our top 10 prop plays, including her over-under on the national anthem. Yeah. We'll go for 10 in a row there. So that'll be fun. But, yeah, this is my executive phone service where we rate the games from 10 to 50 units. And you're going to get my best shot. And I'm not going to win every week. But we've won 28 out of 29 years in business, going for 29 out of 30.
I won her anthem pick at the Super Bowl. And it wasn't close, as I recall. I can't remember who sang it, whether it went over-under. But it was – I mean, she made it by like 13 seconds.
I think it was about 5 seconds.
I think it was more than that. Well, I think we had it at double digits. Like, usually every year people start arguing because there's in-house bets.
Right.
You know, you're watching like, oh, no.
Right.
There was no argument on this one. Everybody's like, yep, that's right.
I think that was the year before. I think last year was a little closer.
Okay.
But, the year before it was, 15, 20 seconds.
It She's
wasn't
got
close
it.
At all. And,
that's awesome.
Yeah. Well, then they're getting tougher. They're putting a tougher number there. But, I'd love to have everyone for the season. That way you don't have to keep signing up and – we get giving you a new call-in number to call, and we get the games out early. Weekdays by 1 o'clock your time, and weekends by 7:30 in the morning. So you don't have to wait. Some of these services 15, 30 minutes before game time to get all your games. We get them out to you early. Saturday, there is a second callback time in case we get any late games. We add usually one or two games based on late information, weather, things like that. And if you just want to try me for 5 weeks, you've never been with me before, haven't had the success and the feeling of winning, which is fun. September to remember, 5 weeks from now through Monday, October 2nd, just $397 if they use coupon code SAVE100.
All right, ParamountSports.com, and he also has free videos there as well. And the toll-free number, if you want to give him a call, is 800-400-9741. We'll remind everybody again of the phone number and the website at the end of the segment. We have pretty generic main storylines here, Lee, with our three area teams that we focus on mostly. Kansas State is defending champs in the Big 12. They return a quarterback that just looks terrific, which is always a big deal, and a coach that's won an awful lot of games. KU made tremendous progress from year one to two. Now it's year three for Lance Leipold. Do they become some sort of 9-win team, or are they more in the 6-6 mold? And Missouri and Eli Drinkwitz, this seems to be a pivotal year. Yeah. If he doesn't do something better this year, they may be looking elsewhere. Any thoughts on what we should look for out of our teams this year?
So Kansas, I think, needs to improve their special teams, not just their defense. You know, their defense gave up, it was better than the year. How about this? 3 years ago, they gave up 46 points a game, then 42.2, last year 35.5. They need to be in the low 30s, high 20s, I think, to get into that 9-10 win range. But also special teams. They got a new kicker. Kid comes over from Texas State, actually, my alma mater, 36 for 42. If he is the answer, they had a bunch of close games. He could be the difference there. So got to improve those special teams and win the turnover battle. When Daniels was hurt, they were not the same team. So, Jason Beam is nice, but Jalen Daniels is a real deal running and also, throwing the football. I think that Missouri, is going to be better, but, they got to play a tough schedule. I mean, when you're playing teams like they play every single week, I mean, after the first two games, then they're going to play Kansas State. Even Memphis and St. Louis could be a tough game. They should probably win that. But they got to start off probably 4-1. Let's say they lose to Kansas State heading into LSU because they play LSU, a very underrated Kentucky and also underrated South Carolina team. So new offensive coordinator Kirby Moore was at Fresno State the last 2 years. I like what he's done. Blake Baker did a really good job. I underestimated his job. He brought them from 33.8 points per game allowed to just 25.2, and they returned 8 starters there. So they're not going to be high scoring. Brady Cook's not one of these guys that's going to light it up and, throw for 300 yards often. In fact, after the opening week last year, did not have a game where he threw for 300 yards. They got to improve that. Go to Luther Burden more. I mean, that guy is an absolute stud. They didn't use him enough, and I expect him to progress. And I could see them getting to a bowl game. And then there's Kansas State. I mean, they were the story of the season in your part. And I mean, they're going to be really good again. Will Howard, you know, the green light came on with him. Defense, you know, the question is, I think in the back end, they're going to have to, you know, they got a lot of holes to fill there at cornerback and, you know, bring in a junior college guy there, some guys they hope that develop. If they can do that and they can get 30, 35 sacks again, I think they'll be fine because the offense looks to be good. And, you know, they great coaching. They figured out the formula how to win. And I think it's wide open again. I mean, everyone's talking about Oklahoma and Texas like every year, but why not Kansas State?
All right, there are no lines on those games at the time of our recording here because they're playing small opponents, so we're not going to get any lines on those games. But you've got a slew of college games that we've got lines on, and we're going to go through. You ready to do it?
Yep, let's do it.
All right, here we go, folks. Oklahoma's a 5-touchdown favorite against Arkansas State. What do you think?
So Oklahoma, they're going to have to start quicker. They did not start quick last year, They're just going to have to play better defense. I think it was smart to keep their defensive coordinator. Keep switching things, you're going to have problems here. But I think in the second year of the offensive system, I think it's going to pay dividends. So Arkansas State is down. You know, there's a lot of changes going on there. I think they're going to put a big number up here in this game. So sometimes you got to lay it if you want to play it here. And I think that they're going to use that passing game to open up the running game, and I think they win here big. I'm winning this game here 51-10.
Iowa Hawkeyes are a 24-point favorite against Utah State. Did Iowa score 24 in a game last year?
Very few times. They averaged 17.7. Is it right? I heard that they put a clause into the coach's, Kirk Ferentz's, contract that there are going to be changes made if he doesn't score 25 points per game, something like that.
I have not heard that, but I believe it. Yeah, I believe it. Yeah.
Yeah, it makes sense here. Now, I think Cade McNamara is going to be a huge upgrade at quarterback. I just don't know if they're going to be great on offense. Baby steps here. So, you know, they score so often from their defense on turnovers. Special teams are special. But let's look at Utah State. Utah State, almost anyone that was decent, if they were hanging around, if they still had eligibility transferred. So this is what we're seeing a lot of these mid-majors. You know, kids that are really good, they decide they want to play, you know, maybe get some NIL money. And that was the case with Utah State here. And the two teams that Iowa played from the Mountain West Conference in the last couple of years scored a total of just 14 points. Both came from Colorado State off drives of 35 and 23 yards, set up by a bad punt and a Hawkeye turnover here. So I can't see Utah State scoring more than a touchdown. And Iowa, I think, has a similar defense, not offense, but similar defense to Alabama. Alabama's defense wasn't great last year, and Utah State didn't score a point here. So the caveat here is Cade McNamara may not play, or he might get pulled early once they get up here. But as long as he starts, I'm going to take Iowa here, lay the 25, Iowa 34-3.
The Texas Longhorns take on Rice. Will they be devouring Rice with chopsticks or a snow shovel?
I'm hearing they're trying to work on the long passing, and they just did not push the ball down the field. I think Quinn Ewers can be really good this year. So this might be the year they almost live up to the hype every year. You know, they're telling you they're back, but they're going to have to throw the ball down the field. Xavier Worthy, he is his top flight guy here in his junior year. Had 9 touchdown catches last year. As long as he's healthy, Jordan Winnington, those two guys are just so good. They find ways to get over, move the sticks here. They hit on some longer passes here and made a nice addition and brought on maybe the best player in the Arkansas secondary. They needed some upgrades there. Their offensive line's really good. They return all 5 starters and 3 guys that might make all conference. So I think this Texas team is for real here. And Rice, who is their quarterback? You'll remember this name, JT Daniels. That's right. Wow. JT Daniels, the same guy that started off at USC, then goes to Georgia, yeah, then goes to West Virginia. Where did he end up for his 6th year? Rice. Mm. And Rice got waxed last year by USC, 66-14. Lost 2 years ago to Texas, 58-0. And here's what happened in that game. Texas was up so big, they were held scoreless. in the fourth quarter and still won 58-0. Huge difference in talent. Let's ride with Texas here. I think they win this game here 55-13.
All right, the game everybody wants to see. Mark your schedule, 6:30 Sunday night. This is Sunday Night Football before the NFL starts. Yep. LSU and Florida State, number 5 versus number 8. LSU is a 2.5-point favorite.
So most people will tell you that the quarterbacks for both teams are similar. I would say similar, but I think LSU's quarterback here, Jaden Daniels, is better. I think he's more accurate. When he gets on a roll, he can complete like 8, 9, 10 in a row and put the ball right there. So I think his upside is a little bit higher than Jordan Travis for FSU. A little bit better runner also. So they have an advantage there. Now, last year when they played, Brian Kelly, that was his first game. I thought he made some mistakes during the game. I thought his in-game decisions were not good at all. A year later, he should be ready to go here. They're playing with revenge for last year's 24-23 loss, where they lost on a blocked extra point at the end of the game here. Last year, Florida State, they were the hunter. I mean, they were going after teams. They had nothing to lose. They were 5-7 the year before. They caught some teams by surprise. This year, they're going to be hunted here. And how lucky were they last year? They got to face 5 backup quarterbacks. I don't know if you'll ever see that again. I like LSU here. I like the over best, over 56 total points. And I also like LSU, 34-30.
All right, we've got a future Big 12 matchup with TCU, a 20.5-point favorite against Coach Prime and the Colorado Buffaloes in his debut at Colorado.
You and I should what do you think his record's going to end up, Coach Prime, first year?
Man, I'd give him props, I think, if he went 5-7.
Oh, they'll be naming streets after him, babies after him. I think they're going to have a tough time winning more than 3 games.
Okay.
He brought his son over from Jackson State. He brought in 3. They lost almost everything. I mean, like 75% of their team is new. I just don't think he has targets to throw to. The top 2 receivers are guys at South Florida. Also brought in another kid from Auburn who had 2 receptions on the year. So I'm looking at, just Travis Hunter is nice. He'll play some offense also. Great cornerback. But I just think they had too many holes here. So I'm going to go with TCU. The quarterback they had was just really good last year, but really talented. But, when they didn't start quick, they went in with Max Duggan, and he just never let go of the position. But I think that TCU is still going to be a strong team. And I think what these teams want to do, these head coaches, they want to send a message. You got to go up through the system. You got to pay your dues. I think Chandler Morris at quarterback and Sonny Dykes are going to lay a number on them here. I like TCU big here, 47-10.
Yeah, I like TCU in this game too. I just what we don't know about Coach Prime right now is, can he coach? There's no way to know whether he really knows how to implement offense and defense and really coach the X's and O's. And I think early
at
on
at the level he was playing, if you got better talent, you're going to win 9 out of 10 times.
You make sure there's air in the ball, roll it out there, get the helmets on the kids, and go win a game. So he's not going to be able to do that week to week. I think he's going to get great talent. I think he's going to improve the thing, but I don't think we have any idea if he can coach. There's actually. I know the Big 12 is not the SEC, but there's some really good coaching in the Big 12. There really are some fine coaches now. Kansas getting the coach they got really changed everything. You're like, okay, this is the doormat. Now they've got a really good head coach that other programs will try to hire away. I mean, there's some really good coaching in this league when Colorado gets into it. I don't think it's going to be all that easy for Coach Prime. We'll see. Every week, Lee gives away a free play if you want to call him. The first 10 callers at 800-400-9741. He's going to give you Penn State, West Virginia, which is primetime action for everyone to see. Penn State's a pretty big favorite here. You must like this one way or the other.
I do. These two teams haven't played since 1992. Used to be a huge rivalry. So this should be a fun game. Anyone wants to get it for free, just call right now. 800-400-9741. 800-400-9741. And on Friday nights at 8 o'clock, we also email free selection every week. Go to the website, new website, ParamountSports.com. Got some great features up there. On the homepage, just scroll down on the homepage where it says free pick sign up. Just put in your information. We'll email you a free selection every single Friday night around 8 o'clock. look for that. My way of saying thank you. And like I said, you want to get to September to remember. 5 weeks of football, everything. And we rate them from 10 to 50 units. Use coupon code SAVE100 or the season special through the Super Bowl. Coupon code SAVE300, ParamountSports.com.
Awesome, Lee. You're the best. Next week, we'll do it a little bit early, maybe on Wednesday, since the Chiefs play on Thursday night. Can't wait to hear your thoughts on the NFL next week.
Sounds good, buddy. Take care.
All right. He is Lee Sterling, and he is the best in the business. Again, 800-400-9741. If you'd like to get a hold of Lee, he'd love to hear from you. First 10 callers, he's going to give you Penn State, West Virginia, absolutely free. Or you can log on to his website, ParamountSports.com. If nothing else, just for entertainment. He's got some free videos there. He does some free picks at ParamountSports.com. And remember, every week, if you're a patron, he's going to give you his Thursday night selection absolutely free. Even if you don't subscribe to his service, absolutely free. This will be the fourth year we've done this now. This is actually our, we've been in business 3 years, but we started during football season, right? 20, 21, 22, 23. He has had a winning season on Thursday nights all 3 years for our patrons. And we anticipate another winning season. So if you'd like to sign up and become a patron, you can go to kksissues.com and do that. Lee Sterling brought to you on the podcast by Buck Roofing and Construction, online at rbuckroofing.com. Call 913-384-2680 for a free roof inspection. Sleep well knowing Buck Roofing inspected the roof over your head. 360 Document Solutions, your business-to-business connection. Whether you're looking for phone systems, voiceover IP, copiers, printers, any type of business systems or business machines, 360 is the best in the Midwest. They're local and proud of it. They're great American patriots, and they can help your business. If you're doing business with some giant corporation with no service on the ground and no help, when you're having trouble, get out of it or let 360 get you out of your lease agreement and sign up for something that probably costs less and you definitely get better service. 913-745-5344 for 360. DocumentSolutions.com. And this weekend's a great time to visit Joslyn's Jewelry, 95th and Antioch in Overland Park, the jewelry you'll recommend to your friends and family. Got an email from a listener this week, took a picture in there. I'm like, dude, what are you doing? You casing out the jewelry store? He says, guess where I am? I said, well, I can see the picture. You're at Joslyn's. That's kind of weird. Like maybe you're casing out the place or something. Come on. Don't take pictures in there. You can, but just send me an email and say I was there. They treated me nice. And we got great stuff. I'm only kidding. I don't care that he took the pictures. It was kind of funny. But mention the podcast when you go in there, and you're going to get treated like family at Joslyn's Jewelry. All right, there you go. I hope you have a fantastic Labor Day weekend. We'll be back on Tuesday with the regular podcast at KKHI. We're shutting this baby down for 3 days. The patrons are still going to get a newsletter this weekend at some point. The rest of you, it is Tuesday for Kevin Keatsman as issued.
Thanks for listening to Kevin Keatsman Has Issues, presented by Roberts Robinson Chevrolet Buick GMC. To get exclusive patrons-only podcasts, receive a weekly newsletter, and attend in-person patrons-only parties, visit kkhasissues.com and become a patron today. This has been a production of Crooked Tail Media Incorporated.